This is Sea Change Radio.
Look at me. Look at me. Up and about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
Oh. Grandpa!
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it can be done.
Ooh, the cane, Charlie. Here I go. Watch my speed.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
Sun. 'Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
And good evening. Welcome to another wacky Wednesday edition of Wonka Radio. I am your host, Liesl, coming to you live from beautiful and unseasonably warm downtown Chico. This is FM 90.1, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And I have for you this evening, I always feel like I'm on one of those cooking shows when I say that, I have prepared for you this evening a delightful dish comprised of several different ingredients that actually is kind of a little hint towards this evening's dual theme that we have going. I was at the Chico branch of the Butte County Library where, if you are a regular listener of Wonka Radio, you know I do spend, shall we say, a generous amount of time there. And I often see lots of friends that I know, and I just love that place. And when I was there browsing around, I found several books, and I took them home, and I read them all thoroughly, as one does like to do when you're coming home from the library. And I realized that I had a couple of books that did share multiple themes, and so I want to bring those to you this evening. The first one is called Crepes by Suzette, and it's written and illustrated by Monica Wellington. There are so many things that I like about this book, but one of the things I really like are the illustrations. So you know when you're looking at a picture book, how often you have the pictures that go over both pages when the book is laying open flat. Well, this is really neat because the top half of the pages are photographs from downtown in Paris. And then the bottom of the photographs are where the words are and where these very cool cartoon-like illustrations are that show what is happening with our main character, Suzette. So if you are an artist or you like art or you just like looking at books and their illustrations, this really does have a neat, neat blending of the actual photographs as well as someone's art that they've made themselves, and they blended those together to form kind of a new sort of style of art that I really like. So this is Crepes by Suzette. It is morning, and Suzette is mixing a big batch of batter. She is getting ready to make her special kind of pancakes, called crepes in French. She cooks and sells them ready to eat from her street cart, which she takes all over the city of Paris. Close to home, Suzette goes to her neighborhood market to choose the best fresh fruits for her crepes. Finally, her cart is loaded with everything she needs for the day. Now she is ready for customers. On y va. Suzette's friend, the postman, greets her. Bonjour. He stops for a chat and a morning treat. She will make him a tasty hot crepe filled with fresh raspberries, his favorite. He is her first customer of the day. Suzette pushes her cart into the park. The people sitting on the grass are happy to see her. She offers many different kind of crepes, and it is hard for them to choose. They decided on crepes filled with fruit jams. S'il vous plaît. That means please. A child has just fallen down and bumped his knee, and his mother is comforting him. How about a crepe with banana? Oh, oui! Suzette pours the creamy batter onto her hot griddle and smooths it out into a thin, perfectly round pancake. The boy feels much better already. As Suzette pushes her cart along the river, she meets street musicians filling the air with fast, jazzy sounds. They signal her over and call out what they want. The first crepe sizzles and the edges turn crispy and golden. Ooh la la! Outside the museum, an artist is working on a portrait. He is ready to take a break and wants a snack. Oh, tout sweet! At just the right moment, Suzette flips the crepe over with her long spatula. Just as the artist finishes his painting, making the woman look like the Mona Lisa. From the gardens nearby come the laughter and chatter of children just dismissed from school. They all want crepes filled with chocolate. C'est bon. A fancy lady out shopping craves something sweet. The mouth-watering smells rise up from the cart and tempt her. Suzette folds the crepe neatly in half, then sprinkles it with sugar. Voila! A dancer is on her way to the theater for a rehearsal of tonight's ballet performance. Would she like a zesty lemon crepe to give her an extra burst of energy? Oui, bien sûr. Suzette has many customers by the carousels, and she quickly cooks one crepe after another. She spreads them with delicious fillings and folds them into triangles to hang out. Vite, vite! Suzette makes a crepe for her last customers by the Eiffel Tower. These are honeymooners, and they want to share. She hands it to them, wrapped in paper, warm and sweet. They thank her together. Merci beaucoup. By the end of the day, Suzette is tired. She has had many customers. After so much hard work, it is time to go home. But she will be back with her street cart and more delicious crepes tomorrow. Au revoir! This book even includes notes on the pictures so that you can see where in Paris all the photographs were taken. It even tells you what all of the different words that they used in French mean in English. And even better, there's a recipe for Suzette's crepes. It's a simple recipe. All you need are eggs, milk, flour, melted butter, sugar, and salt, just like a pancake.
It's always more fun to share with everyone. It's always more fun to share with everyone. If you have to give one to your friend, if you have three, give one to your friend and me. It's always more fun to share with everyone. It's always more fun to share with everyone. If you have one, here is something you can learn. You can stay taking turns. If you've got a ball, bounce it to the gang. If there is a new kid, invite him out to hang. If you've got one sandwich, cut that thing in half. If you know a secret joke, tell it and share a laugh. If you've got one drumstick, give one to your friend. One beautiful rhythm, share a beat that never ends. And if you're feeling lonely, share time with your mom. Share some milk and cookies and sing the sharing song.
Everybody knows.
It's always more fun to share with everyone. It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Share a beat now.
All right, and that was The Sharing Song by Jack Johnson. Do you agree with that? Do you think it's always more fun to share with everyone? I think it is. I think it is more fun. I think it's sometimes hard to share because maybe if you get a delicious dessert treat, you don't want to share that with your little brother or your bigger brother, Sydney, right? You don't want to share. So it is hard sometimes to share. But I think if I got one of Suzette's delicious crepes, I would definitely want to share that with one of my friends. Maybe you. Would you like to share a crepe with me? All right. So, crepes by Suzette. And the sharing song. At the beginning of the show, I said that we had more than one theme going on here on Wonka Radio this evening. Have you put that together yet? Do you know what the two themes are for the evening? All right, I'm going to continue here with another story called Rice and Beans. Also did pick this up from the Chico branch of the Butte County Library. This story was written by Wiley Blevins and illustrated by Mattia Serrato. And I will tell you, by Red Chair Press, this has some really fantastic illustrations, and I think you'll like it. And I bet by the time we get into Rice and Beans, you're going to understand what both of those themes are for this evening, if you haven't figured it out yet. Mom said she dreamed of having a girl just like me. Dad said he wanted me more than turnips. That's his favorite food. Ugh. My hair is black. My eyes are black, too. My mom and dad have red hair and skin the color of vanilla ice cream. I was born in a place far away, a place where people say ni hao instead of hello. A place where they eat dumplings and rice. Lots and lots of rice. Now I eat brown beans and cornbread. Lots and lots of cornbread. Mom and Dad flew in a plane to get me. Then we flew home together. You cried all the way home, said Dad. I'm older now. I don't cry much anymore. Boy, that would have been a long flight all the way from China to the United States with a crying baby, don't you think? When we go shopping, people stare. Why don't you look more like your mom and dad? Asked the little girl at the store. I tell her I'm adopted. That means I have a birth mom and a forever mom. My birth mom loved me, but she couldn't take care of me. So she had to let me go. My forever mom loves me too. She says she'll never let me go, even when I'm 50. I love my dad too. He thinks he's the greatest dad ever. He even has a t-shirt that says so. It says, Number One Dad. My best friend is Anna. Everyone in her family looks alike, even her cat. They all are blonde with big blue eyes. Sometimes people think Anna is her sister. Her sister is her cat? I wouldn't like that. On Saturdays, I go to visit Ms. Chen. She teaches me about the place where I was born. I don't remember it, but I hope to visit there someday. Mrs. Chen teaches me the dragon dance, and she teaches me how to say words in Chinese. She teaches me how to make mooncakes. Oh, my. I need to learn these things. Soon we will have a big parade. It will be the Chinese New Year. I will be part of the dragon in the parade. Mom and Dad are excited to see me as part of the dragon in the parade. On the day of the parade, Mom dresses me in red. It is the color of happiness. I join my friends Ling and Han. We get in place under the big dragon. Han is under the dragon's head. Oh, the drums beat. Boom, boom, bang. The dragon's head goes up. Han goes down. I peek out to see my mom and dad. I spot them in the crowd. It's easy. I can see their bright red hair. They wave and smile. After the parade, we all go to my house. My mom, shows me how to make rice. Well, I try, but it is a little too sticky. Dad scoops a big lump on his plate. Mom pours brown beans on top. Brown beans and rice are a perfect mix, Dad says. Then he smiles at Mom and me. Mrs. Chen passes out the moon cakes. They are filled with yummy jam. The moon is a Chinese symbol. It stands for family sticking together. The moon cakes have little marks on them. They mean happy life. I give my mom and dad a moon cake. Then I hug them. With them, I know I'll have a happy life. We may not look alike, but we have love. And love is the glue that sticks us together. Now, if I could only figure out how to get my rice less sticky.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone's singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Attention to the alarm. Wake up slow. Wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this. Song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind. Can't you see, can't you see?
So I am wondering, have you figured out what both of those themes were for this evening? Did you? I think it's pretty obvious. We've got two themes going on. One, obviously, is food. food. I mean, we had a story about crepes and all the wonderful crepes that one might be able to sample if you are in Gay Prairie. And we had rice and beans, the story of a blended family where rice, beans, mooncakes, cornbread, all of that came together. So food, definitely. We love to talk about food, don't we? And the other was about sharing. In Crepes by Suzette, she is sharing her love of food and her love of people all over the city of Paris. And in Rice and Beans, we are learning all about how one can share their own culture and a new culture at the same time. We have Mrs. Chin sharing her culture with the mooncakes, and we have the rice and beans. So wonderful. I hope that you liked both of those themes, food and sharing. Those are things that we like to do together, and togetherness is where it's at. So please don't touch that dial, because Wonk Radio has come now to its final end. And I hope that I'm not leaving you too hungry, but get a snack, snuggle up, stay tuned. Radio Radix is coming up. Brenton is in the house, and he does have some amazing music to share with you this evening. I would like to let you know that Wonka Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Steve Harrison Memorial Downtown Bicycle Race on Sunday, February 28th in downtown Chico. This family-friendly event is free to watch and will feature amateur and professional bike races, a free kids race, and the Fleet Feet Downtown Mile Run. There will also be a beer garden and barbecue at Green Line Cycles serving Sierra Nevada beer. For complete details on Chico's downtown high-speed cycling race, visit Chico's Tag Ace.com. That's I'm sorry, I totally botched that. ChicoStageRace.com. That was the best thing I've done all day. ChicoStageRace.com. If nothing, I have humility, people. All right, Wonka Radio is also made possible by Harrison Daily Wright Accountancy Corporation in Chico. Harrison Daily Wright provides certified public accountants specializing in accounting and bookkeeping services, auditing, tax preparation and planning, management support, services for nonprofit organizations, and more. To reach Harrison Daily Wright, call 895-1201. Don't touch that dial. Brenton Sear, Radio Radix is coming up. And I want to let you know that the next several editions of Wonka Radio will be extra special, because you won't have to just listen to me. I will also have some special guests joining me. I won't tell you who they are, but you can check Facebook. Leah will be keeping us posted on there. I want to wish you all a happy pseudo-spring and ask you to consider this small question. Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.